فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, لا شريك له في ألوهيته وربوبيته, ولا سهيم له في وحدانيته وفرديته وصمديته, فجل جلاله وتقدست ذاته وعم نواله. ثم أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وهادينا وقائدنا وطبيب قلوبنا وأرواحنا محمدا عبده ورسوله, الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده, فصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ألف ألف صلوات وتحيات وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, فيا معشر الحاضرين من الإخوان والأخوات المسلمين, إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في محكم كتابه الوجيز ومنزل خطابه العزيز بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال عز من قائل في مقام آخر, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فبعد التقوى, إن موضوع خطبتي اليوم بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الأخوة بين المؤمنين, كما قال سبحانه وتعالى, إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. وقال رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل جسد واحد, إذا اشتكى منه عدو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر, أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, متفق عليه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان, اللهم زينه في قلوبنا, وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان, واجعلنا من الراشدين, واجعلنا من المهتدين, واجعلنا في عبادك الصالحين, واجعلنا في عبادك الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم آمين. Once again we are here, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to reconfirm our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reiterate that, O Allah, we put our complete trust in you. Once again we are here on that blessed day of Friday to show our loyalty and commitment to the leadership of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I am talking to you after returning from a blessed journey of Umrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me and several members of our community. When I was traveling, mashallah, I found several families from BFW area. They were going during the spring break for this blessed journey of Umrah. And subhanallah, I realized that this is the best time for all the Muslim families. If every year some families, they make a plan to go for Umrah and they can take their children also. So when you go for Hajj, you are too much busy, as you know, in doing so many arkana of the Hajj. But this is the time when you are calm and quiet, the atmosphere also over there is calm and quiet, and then you can reflect on the history of Islam. Because those places are the root, the origin of your religion. When you go there, you think about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the entire family of Prophet Ibrahim and their sacrifices for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are in Madinatul Munawwara, as a matter of fact, in Makkatul Mukarrama, you are very much busy again for the arkan of Umrah. You would like to make more tawaf, you are trying to kiss the Hajarul Aswad, touching the walls of the Kaaba, making dua on Multazam. So you are busy so much in all those ibadat. even if you are just sitting in front of the Kaaba and you are looking at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also the ibadah. So you are so much busy in doing all those acts, but when you go to Madinatul Munawwarah, then the history of Islam, it comes in your mind. And then you recall each and everything. You recall the time, very first time, when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he migrated from Mecca to Medina. How he established the Muslim community over there. We all go to Masjid-e-Quba, and that Masjid-e-Quba is the very first masjid in the history of Islam. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built that masjid, the very first masjid in Islam. When he came to in the main town and the main city of Madinatul Munawwara, then he established the mosque of the Prophet that is known Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. So what was the feeling of the community at that time? What was the spirit of the Muslims at that time? And how Muslims, they have shown the relationship and the spirithood of the brotherhood and the sisterhood. Subhanallah, the entire world, the history of entire world, you can take any region of the world or any country or any place or any nation or any people, you will not find any example the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had established the ukhuwat, the muwahat between the Muslims of Medina and the Muslims of Makkatul Mukarrama, those who are migrating from Mecca. Those are known as immigrant Muslims, al-muhajirin. The whole world is amazed to see what type of that brotherhood that was established and how these Muslims they practiced. It was not the burden on the people of Medina, the local Muslims. They opened their heart. They received, they welcomed the Muslims from Mecca, and then they said, each and everything, either it is my house, either it is my business, it is my garden, my property, my wealth, each and everything I am making half and half. 50% only will be mine, and all 50% will belong to my muhajir brother, my immigrant Muslim, or those who are coming from Makkatul Mukarramah. On the other side, these Muslims, those who are coming from Makkatul Mukarramah, most of them, they were very rich people, very successful businessmen, and they were feeling shy to take any kind of help from these brothers. And as you know, from Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to his Muslim brother from Medina, Hazrat Saad, that Jazakallah khair for all your offer. You know what Saad bin Rabi, he gave the offer. He said that in addition to giving half and half in each and everything, I have two wives, and you can choose one of these two wives that you like, and I will divorce that wife and she will be married with you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is the highest, you know, extent to that love of the brother and that relationship. But Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, no, he was not like that. He said, Jazakallah khair for all your offer. You just give me a favor, take me tomorrow to the market and introduce me to the local market, to the local people, so that I can establish my own credibility and can start business with those people. So he said, it's not a big deal, I can do that for you. And Abdul Rahman bin Auf, he started his own business and they were successful. So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way he established the relationship and he removed any animosity, any hatred from the people, even the local resident of Medina, they were divided before Islam in two main groups, main tribes. One was known as Aus, one was known as Khazraj. Aus and Khazraj. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united the hearts of the same two tribes, those who have been killing each other, fighting with each other more than 100 years. Hundreds of people, they were killed from both of the tribes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united their hearts, joined them together only under the banner of Islam, only under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There are so many references of this ukhuwat and muwahat in the several verses of the Quran. in Surah Ali Imran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu uzkuru ni'matallahi alaykum is kuntum adan. O you who believe, remember the blessing of Allah when you were the enemies. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ and Allah united your hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. So by the blessing of Allah you became brothers to each other. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the entire Surah Al-Hujurat. And that is the topic of my khutbah also today, the reflection of Surah Al-Hujurat. Surah Al-Hujurat is a very short surah of the Quran. You can find it in Juz 26, right after Surah Fath, Inna Fatahna Laka Fatha Mubina, and it has only 18 ayat. But how you can define this surah? Subhanallah, you can define it as the blueprint of Islamic community. Same way as you establish a house, a building, you need a blueprint. How I am going to establish this building? How I am going to make this building? So the Surah Al-Hujurat is the blueprint of the Islamic community. Wallahi, if any Muslim community in any time throughout the Islamic history or later on in any place, in any country, if they follow these 18 ayat, that is more than enough to have the love of brotherhood, spirit of brotherhood, and remove all the suspicions, doubts, confusion, hatred, insult, humiliation, backbiting, spying for each other, you name it, all the social evils that we see around us prevalent in the society. By following these just only 18 ayat, we can remove all those social evils and we can make ourselves the best community, the very exemplary community, the model community that will be model after the model of the Medina, the community of Medina, the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Briefly, I will go over just few ayat inshallah. In the very first 5 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday illahi wa rasooli. O you who believe, do not put yourself forward before Allah and before His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tafsir of this ayah, as it has been given by Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, and Imam Ibn Kasir, in his very famous tafsir of Ibn Kasir, he quoted this tafsir, he said, لا تخالفوا كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the tafsir, that do not go against the kitab Allah, do not go against the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Do not make your own opinions, do not make your own desires as the precedence, as the example, and do not jump with your own opinions over the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandment of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established the reverence, the respect and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All beginning 5 ayat, they talk about the reverence and the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do not raise your voices in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or over the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ibn Kasir, again he is writing under the tafsir of this ayah, that one time, even when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was no more in this world, he was in his grave, and two Muslims, they were fighting in the Masjidun Nabawi, and they were raising their hand, they were raising their voice. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was the Khalifa at that time, so he called both of them and he said, where are you from? Because they were strangers. They said, we came from Taif. So they were not from Medina, local people. So he said, because you are traveler, you are a stranger, maybe you don't know, that's why I am not punishing you. Otherwise, I have punished you severely. You don't follow the ayat of the Quran when Allah says, do not raise your voice over the voice of Rasulullah ﷺ. And he said, right there is the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, where he is alive in his grave. So that was the command of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that ayat is still applicable when we are inside the Masjid al-Nabawi. We have to be very much respectful and showing our honor to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advice. This is general advice for every Muslim community, that if any wicked person will bring any kind of information, will give you any news, do not ascertain to that news, do not verify that news without an investigation. It could be a wrong news, it could be a false information, it could be just the rumor. And based on the rumor, you will start fighting with each other, you will bring the disruption in the community and disputes and all that. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahala fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. Very best advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you receive any kind of information about one group, a person, a group, a people, individual or the community, do not verify that news until you authenticate all the information, the means of the information, the sources of that news and about that person itself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is reminding us about the love of Iman. He says, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And after that he said that if two groups of the people among the Muslims, they fight with each other, so what is the role, what is the job of the rest of the community, those who are not in this group or that group, that they should come forward, they should make their best effort to reconcile, to make peace between these people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used a beautiful Arabic word in this ayah. He said, iqtatalu. If you will find in the Quran the word of qital, that means fighting against other people, fighting mu'mineen with ghair mu'mineen, believing and non-believers, as we know the battles of Islam and the kufr. In those, all those references, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said the word qital or muqatala. قَاتَلَ يُقَاتِلُ or تَقَاتُلُ, that is different expression. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used اِقْتَتَلُ. اِقْتَتَال means fighting against yourselves. It means if the two groups of the people or two individuals among the Muslims, they are fighting with each other, it means they are not fighting against each other, they are fighting against themselves. Because the honor and the respect of the other Muslim brother is your own honor, is your own respect. If you are dishonoring other Muslim person, if you are disrespecting other Muslim, it means you are disrespecting yourself and you are fighting against yourself. So this is the beautiful word of iqtital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used. You will never find this word in the Quran for fighting with the non-believers. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering both of them the mu'mineen. So Imam Ibn Kathir, he highlighted, it is also showing the aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah against the Khawarij and Mu'tazila. Now this is aqidah, you know, question. In the early of Islam, there were some groups, one Khawarij, one Mu'tazila. They used to say that if any Muslim person commits a crime, a big sin, major sin, that person is out of Iman, is no more Muslim, no more faithful person. So Imam Ibn Kathir says this is not the opinion of the majority of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Jumhur Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No, after the sin, the Muslim will be considered mu'min, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Though it is a big sin, and the rest of the community's role is that they should reconcile between these two groups and bring them together. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about social evils, that do not make fun of each other, do not mocking and humiliating. This is called sukhriya in Arabic. Sukhriya comes with the word tahqeer. Tahqeer means humiliation. Do not make a fun of other people, thinking that you are superior, they are inferior with that. And unfortunately, sometimes it goes on around the community, around the people. And then he says that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. O you who believe, avoid as much as possible from the suspicion and the doubts about other people. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِسْمٌ, because some of the suspicions, they are sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, do not spy in the back of the people for each other. وَلَا يَقْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, do not backbite each other. And the conclusion of these commandments, just last ayah I will quote, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has created you from the same man and woman, and there is no distinction between you that who is superior or who is inferior, then that's why actually the sababun nuzul of this ayah, when the Fath Makkah, the Prophet ﷺ conquered the Makkah, he asked Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go on the top of the Kaaba and call the Azan. By seeing this, some Arab people, they said, how is it possible? Bilal, he is not an Arab brother, he is African brother, and he has this honor and this respect that he is going on the top of the Kaaba and calling the Azan. Right there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi yattaqakum. The most honorable among you is the one who is more muttaqi in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the basis of the superiority is the basis of the piety and the taqwa, not your own nationalities, not your ethnic backgrounds. So just do not blindly support those people who speak your language or who is from your own ethnic background. When it comes to the qualification of the leadership, we must choose the best person who is the most qualified for the role of the leadership. And that's what we have been learning from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the Ummah, they have selected Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So my brothers and sisters, we have so many good advices, as I said, the social ethics or the blueprints of the Islamic community in this beautiful surah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to follow, and to every one of you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all our differences. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to work for Islam,
Ameen.
To work for our deen,
Ameen.
To work for our masjid unitedly, inshallah, Ameen. And together. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make just only one single ummah and the single community. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إرغاما لمن جهد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الخلائق والبشر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا محمد مبارك وسلم خصوصا منهم على الخلفاء الأربعة سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سائر الصحابة والصحابيات رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين والتابعين لهم من الأبرار الأخيار صلاة وسلام دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. My brothers and sisters, inshallah, I will share with you some important information, and I would like to remind at the same time to all of you who are sitting in the front that please move forward and fill up the gaps so you can provide some room for the brothers who are sitting at the door. Please keep moving and fill up all these gaps that you can see in your rows, and those brothers who are standing, inshallah, they can find their place and they can sit down. Jazakumullah khair. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins you in your hearts, inshallah. Unites you in your hearts, inshallah. First, first of all, I would like to be very thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making this community. This is a growing community, this is a new community, it's an addition to several communities in our Dallas-Fort Worth area. MashaAllah, it was a very good start. We had a beautiful piece of land for the new masjid. We had very successful fundraisers, MashaAllah. Everything was going on perfectly, smoothly, no problem was there. But we don't know what happened. It was maybe an evil eye. I should say that disrupted, that our unity, that our love, and right now we are going through a phase of a kind of crisis. this is again could be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example in the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for each and everything. Never think that even that first generation of Islam, the best Muslims ever, they did not have disturbance in their community. One time came when some munafiqeen, they slandered the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study Surah Nur, you will find all the details, what happened. And at the time, those allegations and false charges, the whole community of Medina was disturbed. That time of disturbance we have never seen in the history of Islam. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Quran and removed that situation. But for few days, it was a big mess. It was a big disaster, big disturbance in the community of the Muslim people. Even the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. So these are the trials, these are the tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put all of us in a big trial and test. So we are first ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to pass the test.
Inshallah.
And inshallah go through, inshallah, while we are making our Allah happy with us,
inshallah,
not angry with us.
Inshallah.
And inshallah then try to work for removing this situation and bring back that same, you know, unity and love and the relationship of the brotherhood and sisterhood again. So there are three things that I will go very quickly. First thing is that the construction of the new masjid. Definitely it is a big concern, it's a very serious concern for all of us, because we have been waiting for our dream to be true. So the good thing is that now there are many brothers from the community, they are also involved in this project. And they are doing the meetings and they are updating you. So please bear the situation with sabr, inshallah. And you will keep receiving the progress and updates and all that. So inshallah, with the involvement of so many brothers from the community, the project will go in the very positive, in the very right direction. At the same time, our role is that keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it as soon as possible, inshallah, and to remove all the hurdles. There are some different options, because that $4.4 million project was high, very expensive. So there are some other options, and inshallah you will get some update briefly right after the prayer on that. Second thing, that the lease of this current musalla is also about to expire, and our community people would like to know that what is next. So some efforts are being made for that situation, to address this situation, and inshallah again another update you will get right after the prayer briefly on this issue. Third, tonight there will be a meeting in our masjid, as you know, you are well aware of that. This is about just one question, that this is the right time for the election, as it has been organized or announced earlier, or it should be postponed. So yes or no only, this will be your voting inshallah today right after Salatul Maghrib. All the procedure has been sent out through the email, through the Facebook, on our website, everything, you know that. So please be here calm and quiet. First, everyone should make Salatul Maghrib with the Jama'ah, the congregational prayer. After that, you make the Sunnah and two rakat special. Two rakat nafal, everyone should make it. That is Salatul Haja. Salatul Haja. And greeting to the masjid, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am praying, O Allah, please make all the good solution for our situation, and make again our hearts united to each other. So with that, inshallah, no argument. At this time, no debate, no discussion, no arguments. When you are here, just vote yes or no. You know the whole situation. You have assessed everything. So whatever is your opinion, that will be the decision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when one thing is decided, then inshallah follow it quietly and peacefully. And in this way, inshallah, we will bring back everything to normal. And one more thing, this is the matter of our own family. Our community is our family. Subhanallah, still we have very good reputation outside. Whenever I go to different communities, I never heard anything about Frisco. Alhamdulillah, we are still doing okay. Please keep to yourself.
Inshallah.
Okay. This is just the matter of few brothers in the same family. Inshallah, it will be resolved. But we should not let our other, you know, brothers in the communities that what is going on in Frisco. We already have established a good reputation. Our fundraisers are known as $1 million fundraiser. We would like to keep that good momentum and good reputation for our community, inshallah. Now make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aizz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ja'alna minhum. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم ألف بين قلوب المؤمنين اللهم وحد بين كلمة المسلمين اللهم أصلح ذات بينهم اللهم أصلح ذات بينهم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته ولا كربا إلا فرجته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته وغفرت له ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اغفر لجميع الموتى من المسلمين اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين Please make a special dua of maghfirat for our brother Shahzad Wali who recently passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him his maghfirah kamila. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his services for this masjid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him the best. And may Allah keep him in the best paradise, Jannatul Firdaus. And all other brothers and sisters who passed away. Allahumma aghfir mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Allahumma adkhilhum Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma aati arwahahum maqaman fil uliyyin. اللهم ارزق صبرا جميلا لأهل بيوتهم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر أقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر